It's amazing how many people come back year after year to do this.
The United Way of Ellis County will soon host a Reality U event. Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney speaks with Executive Director Erica Burgess about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I thought we'd first talk about a little bit of wrap-up about Power the Purse. Mm-hmm. We have probably heard that that is a Wonder Woman League event, but Wonder Yes. Woman League is under the umbrella of the United Way, and half the proceeds from that event do go to the United Way of Ellis County.
Yes, yes, they do. We were just really happy with the turnout this year. We had over 300 women there. Just a wonderful evening. Our speaker was Ayana Hensley, which is the 2022 Miss Kansas, and she had a really nice, inspiring story about just her childhood, some of the difficulties she faced during childhood and how she's overcome them and just succeeded in her young life so far. So it was just a great time for women to get together, get some purses, and just have a good time.
Yeah, that was a very successful event. They sold more tickets than ever, 300. They sold yes. out pretty early on
yes,
and had more purses for raffle and sale than they ever had. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll be good revenue
yeah.
for the
both. Yeah,
the United Way and for Wonder Women League.
Yes, yes.
Also, First Call for Help had some benefit from a Leadership 310 project. Yep. You want to tell us a little bit what Leadership 310 was doing for First Call?
Yes. Our Leadership 310 class, I gave kind of an objective of pick an agency for the next couple of months and just really concentrate on getting awareness out about what they do. They were able to raise almost $900 for First Call for Help, which was wonderful. So a couple weeks ago, we went shopping at Walmart and restocked their food pantry, got them some items for their first step housing. So the group of girls that I have are doing just a wonderful job. And for March, I do want to say there are two agencies, are Salvation Army and American Red Cross. So for Salvation Army, they have some donation boxes set around the community, and they're looking for different items for Salvation Army's paper pantry. So any type of toiletries, paper products like paper towels, laundry detergent, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorants, all that sort of thing. You can always find a list on our Facebook page. We do have a little flyer there. Some of the drop-off locations are Bank of Hayes, Emprise Bank, Trinity Lutheran Church, and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Ellis. And of course, people can always bring items to the United Way office also.
To find out how you access the pantry, can you find that on the United Way page, or do you have to go to the Salvation Army page?
You can go to the United Way page and go to our partner agency page, and then there'll be a link to their website from there. Like I said, you can find a list of the items on our Facebook page. We do have kind of a post highlighting Salvation Army to find those.
Okay. And you're also highlighting Red Cross.
Yes.
And they have a blood drive coming
yes,
up.
Yes, yes. It's tomorrow, actually, from 10 to 4. It's on Fort Hayes campus in the ballroom. You can, again, you can go to our Facebook page. We do have a link that you can click on and sign up to donate blood. They're always looking for blood. That's one of an important part of our of the health industry is that need for blood. So go out and support these ladies. They're doing a great job. I know it's like National American Red Cross Month or something this month. So go out and help support them. If you're able to give blood, then stop in from, like I said, 10 to 4 tomorrow.
I know from my history of donating blood, sometimes it stays local, but sometimes mm-hmm. it really goes all over the place.
Yeah.
I know some of my blood has gone as far as Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really filling a need all over the
yes,
place if you
yeah.
donate here.
Yeah, and I know we've talked to, you know, some of the people at the Red Cross, and it's kind of amazing, the percent of people who aren't able to give blood is pretty big. So the people who can donate blood, it's so important that they continue to do that.
Right. And you also have a special event coming up next week, Reality U.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit, what is Reality
sure.
U?
Reality U is a financial simulation activity for high schoolers and now middle schoolers. So they fill out a little survey, just kind of getting to know the student, what their interests are, what do they want to do. And then that day of the event, they get the scenario at age 26. So they know their monthly income, if they're married, if they have kids, no kids, pets, student loans. And then they have to go to different booths and purchase everyday items. So your housing, your transportation, your food, your childcare, anything you can think of for everyday life, they have to go and purchase these items. It's a really fun event. We are looking for volunteers, and it's going to be Thursday, April 6th, and it starts at 9 o'clock and goes to 3 o'clock. We do have shifts, though, and it's at the Hayes Middle School. This is something new that we've added this year is the Hayes Middle School. Normally, we've done Hayes High, TMP 8th graders, and then Victoria and Ellis, and that'll be in the fall, but we've added this spring session. So we're in need of volunteers. We just need people who sit at these booths and sell these items to the students. It's not hard, but it's really fun to be able to interact with these students and just kind of teach them the everyday things of life, because usually it comes to a shock to them, you know, how much things cost everyday life.
I volunteered for this event before, and we were working with high school students, and mm-hmm. even a high school student was really shocked to see they would want to pick out some fancy car for themselves to start out with. And then they go to a couple of other booths and realize that they have to pay for childcare and food and utilities. Yeah. And then they come back and say, I think we need to trade this really fancy truck or this very fancy sports car in, because I don't have enough money to pay all the bills. Yeah. And also the facilitator at the end of that, you know, kind of debriefs the students. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are very thankful at the end to their parents because they realize all the things that their parents are providing for mm-hmm. them at this point in their life and how expensive and how stressful it is to pay all those bills. The students that have children also carry around little babies and they cry and... Yeah. So
the students have a good time. The volunteers have a good time. It's amazing how many people come back year after year to do this, but we are still in need of volunteers. You can go to our volunteer website, nwksvolunteers.org, and you can look at the different shifts. You don't have to volunteer all day if you can't. There's four different sessions that you can volunteer for.
And you might get assigned to vehicle or utilities or childcare. So there's a variety of different things that, you might be selling that the students are helping them with. It's a really good, I think, eye-opening experience for youth to get an idea of what it is to be an adult.
Yeah. And our goal was always to get that first opportunity for the middle schoolers, which we're able to this year. So then the next time they see it as a sophomore, so they know a little bit more, and then they just continue to grow and learn more about financial stability.
Yeah, it's a really great event. Also, coming up in April, there's a volunteer fair, and I understand United Way is helping with that, and that's going to be at the Hayes Public Library. What day is that going to be?
It's going to be Monday, April 17th. That's actually like National Volunteer Week. It's going to be 3:30 to 6:30 at the Hayes Public Library, and it's being sponsored by not only United Way, but Big Brothers Big Sisters, the foster grandparent, and the senior companion program at Fort Hayes, and then obviously Hayes Public Library. So we're going to have different organizations. It's going to be more than just the four I named here. Just if you're interested in volunteering or if you're in need of volunteers, get a hold of the library or the United Way and you can sign up your organization. If you're always looking for volunteer opportunities, come out that day just to learn more about what the need is out there.
That's great. So people can sign up that day to be a volunteer for whatever organization that they're going to be interested in.
Yep. We'll have like our computers there so people can sign up for an account for our nwksvolunteers.org website, which is really easy to do. And then they can always get notified. We have, I'm not sure how many agencies now signed up, but they're always posting their volunteer opportunities. So it's kind of a one-stop shop that you can get. So we'll be there so you can sign up for an account at that time.
Do you want to tell people a little bit more about the volunteer website for people who haven't maybe logged on or know what that's about?
Sure. We have area agencies set up an account, and then they're able to post their volunteer opportunities. So like, for instance, with our Reality U program, we have that volunteer opportunity on that website. You can just click on it and sign up right directly from there. You know, you don't have to do any extra looking up, oh, how do I contact this agency? You can just sign up directly from the website. And then you can always set up your own personal account, and then you can fan different organizations. So if you're really passionate about Salvation Army or the Senior Companion Program at Fort Hays, you can fan those agencies. And then whenever they have a new volunteer opportunity available, you'll get contacted through an email that they have something available.
Yeah, I'm signed up on that site as well. And you can also pick areas of interest.
Yes.
Like, for instance, you know, my area of expertise is writing and publicity and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I have that selected. So when there's an organization that has a need for that, it pops up in
right.
an email to me that says that there's a possible volunteer
yep.
opportunity.
Available. Yeah. So it's not necessarily the organization, but just what their volunteer opportunity covers. And yeah, if it matches one of your causes that you're passionate about, then yes, you'll get an email saying that there's something available.
Okay. Erica, is there anything else we need to add about United Way?
I don't think so. You know, even though campaign's done, we're keeping busy with these different events and just bringing awareness to our partner agencies. Be on the lookout for the next several months about our other agencies.